This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Joseph Grady, a visual artist, writer, musician, and actor in Missoula. Grady is Blackfeet, also known as Begunny, and born on the Montana High Line. While he was still a baby, Grady's biological mother died from tuberculosis, and Grady was adopted and raised by a family in Seattle, fully immersed in white culture.
Recently, he's reconnected with his Pekani heritage, and here he reflects on the early schooling in which he was introduced to the concept of race and the bewildering hierarchies of racism. He writes,
"I went to school to learn that I was brown, because skin color was not a concept nurtured by my adoptive parents. I wasn't confronted by race as a child, not directly at least until I started school. Looking back now, I know the race component was all around me. When we were children, the only differences were who was slowest or fastest, and which of us had the ability to scale a wall or climb a tree. It wasn't until my first days in school that I began to learn about the Pilgrims, the noble savage, and the notions of race that separated those two groups. Manifest Destiny and John Ford's Vision of the West became the new reality, and it was during those earliest years in the classroom that I became red-skinned. It was then that the skin color lie became the tempest that chased me my entire life. It wasn't until recently that I began interacting with my own indigenous people and started to recognize and experience those schoolroom lies for what they were. My goal in life is to help undo the race narrative and to secure a more egalitarian future for our children and many grandchildren to come."
Grady pairs his reflection with a poem by the renowned Montana writer James Welch. Grady says that this poem precisely reflects his own indigenous experience growing up northwest of Seattle.
Welch, says Grady, represented the only direct indigenous example of manhood he could relate to. And when he first read this poem, he glimpsed a home, a meaning of self and social stigma that he had never known before, and wouldn't fully understand for many years to come.
Plea to those who matter. You don't know I pretend my dumb, my songs often wise. My bells could chase the snow across these whistled black plains. Celebrate. The days are grim. Call your winds to blast these bundled streets and patronize my past of poverty and four-day feasts. Don't ignore me. I'll build my face a different way, a way to make you know that I am no longer proud, my name not strong enough to stand alone. If I lie and say you took me for a friend, patched together in my thin bones, will you help me be cunning and noisy as the wind? I have plans to burn my drum, move out, and civilize my hair. See my nose? I smash it straight for you. These teeth? I scrub my teeth away with stones. I know you help me. Now I matter. And I come to you, head down, bleeding from my smile, happy for the snow-clean hands of you, my friends."
A poem by James Welch.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Five Valleys Land Trust.
All our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.